Wisconsin cleared the first hurdle for a $4.7 million grant used to prevent teen pregnancy and youth STDs. It showed why the federal money was needed. Now local agencies have to show how they'll use the funds. Dr. Murray Ketcher is with the Department of Health Services. He says efforts will focus on those shown to be more likely to get STDs or become pregnant. For instance, teens who are homeless or in foster care.
There are different ways of doing this, but we find that teens, rather than taking direction from authority figures like parents and teachers, do better with peer counselors.
Teen births among African Americans have been declining but are still high, and pregnancy among Hispanic teens is on the rise. As for sexually transmitted disease, the rate of infection among Wisconsin teens is about 2%, far below, Ketcher says, what it is for Native Americans, Hispanics, and African American teens living in certain parts of the state.
Certain zip codes in Milwaukee, it has been over 20%.
In addition to reducing teen pregnancy, money will be used to improve family communication and basic financial understanding. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.